Every haunting happens in an old house, with flickering lights and creaking floors. Some of them live inside us. They whisper when we're alone. They show up in our dreams. They sneak into our quiet moments and replace scenes we thought we buried years ago. These are the ghosts of our past. People we've lost, mistakes we've made, or moments we wish we could rewrite. But here's the thing about ghosts. They can't hurt you unless you keep inviting them back in.
Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, a Recycle Corn podcast self-help series. I'm your host, Ben DeLeon, and today we're talking about the kind of haunting that doesn't need a full moon or a Ouija board to manifest. We're talking about the ghosts that live in your head, the past versions of you, the regrets you replay, the people you've tried to move on from but never really did, and more importantly, how to finally lay them all to rest. You ever have a random memory hit you like a jump scare? You're just driving, minding your own business, and suddenly, boom, that one embarrassing moment from 10 years ago pops up like it just happened yesterday. That's how emotional hauntings work. They're echoes of unfinished business. See, as any good paranormal investigator will say, ghosts just don't appear. They linger because something hasn't been resolved. And we do the same thing with our emotions. We carry regret, guilt, heartbreak, or anger because on some level, it all still feels unfinished. Maybe it's the apology we never got. Maybe it's the closure we never gave ourselves. Maybe it's a version of us that we haven't forgiven yet. When you've spent years replaying an old story, I should have done that, they shouldn't have left, I should have known better, you're basically holding a seance for your past every single day. And the problem is, every time you call it up, it drains your present. There are three big reasons why the past keeps haunting us. First, emotional attachment. Sometimes pain is all that's left connecting us to someone or something. We tell ourselves, if I let go of this, it means none of it mattered. But that's not true. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting, it just means you stop letting the past control the narrative. The second is guilt. Some of us keep punishing ourselves for old mistakes because on some level, we don't feel like we deserve peace. At least, not yet. But guilt doesn't redeem you. Growth does. Third is an unhealed identity. Maybe we've built part of who we are around the thing that hurt us. Like, I'm the one who got cheated on, or I'm the one who messed up that relationship, or I'm the one who failed. When you make your pain your personality, healing or letting go can feel like losing a part of yourself. Ask yourself, what stories am I still telling that keep my ghosts alive? What would happen if I finally stopped repeating them? Closure doesn't always come wrapped in an apology. Sometimes closure is realizing the other person might never understand, never admit, never come back, and still deciding that you're going to be okay anyway. To let the dead rest, you have to stop digging up the grave. That might mean deleting the old texts, or it might mean forgiving yourself for the things you did when you didn't know better. Sometimes it's as simple and as hard as saying out loud, I release this. I'm not that person anymore. The truth is, you can't move forward if you're always looking back at your own ghost story. Your past doesn't need your attention, it needs your acceptance. Here's the secret. Ghosts fade when you stop feeding them, when you start ignoring them. Attention gives them power. Every time you choose peace instead of pain, forgiveness instead of fixation, the ghost loses its power. And one day you'll realize the haunting stopped. Not because the ghost left, but because you did. And since we're in the spirit of Halloween, I want to leave you all with a little ritual. No, not a spooky one. This is a healing one. Think of one thing from your past that still lingers. A person, a moment, a version of yourself. Now write it a short note. Something like, I release the version of me who needed this pain to grow. Then destroy it. Burn it, safely, of course. Rip it up, delete it, whatever feels right. See, you're not erasing history. You're freeing your present from a self-made prison. Remember, these ghosts don't haunt places. They haunt memories. And once you face yours, they finally go quiet. I'm going to leave you with this. You are not your mistakes. You are not your heartbreak. You are not your past. Those things are chapters, not the whole book. And it's okay to finally close them. Because when you stop living like a haunted house, you make room for something new. Something peaceful. Something alive. Something real. This has been Unshuck Yourself. I'm Ben De Leon, and until next time, be kind to your ghosts. Just don't let them stay.